She's a former national netball captain, and she's slammed the disgusting cover-up by the AFL. As we know, it was a huge story yesterday, and after reading her article today, I thought it'd be great to have a chat to Caitlin Bassett, who's writing some good stuff in the West Australian. And for mine was the feature article that I got out of the paper this morning. And she's been kind enough in a new role as a sports journalist with the West Australian to join us on the program. Caitlin, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the article today. I found it very, very engrossing. It was well written, and I think from your point of view, you certainly gave your opinion on what transpired yesterday, a big day in Australian sport.
Yeah, it's so funny. Obviously being a former elite athlete, hearing conversations like this, but now being a journalist and actually being able to write and voice my opinion, I think has been really powerful. And I just can't believe what's going on at the AFL level to hear, that warning players or potentially testing players ahead of time so they don't, face a 4-year ban if they get caught on game day is just crazy. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's making a mockery of other elite sports.
When you wrote this opinion piece in the West Australian today, did you have to sit back and think about it, or you knew exactly what to write? It didn't take much for Caitlin Bassett to pen this article because of your experiences being an elite sports person.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I was just going to write to start off about the two AFLW girls who got busted from Sydney Swans. And, I thought I'd stick to my niche, female sport. But my co-worker, Craig O'Donoghue, sat next to me. He's like, no, Caitlin, you need to write about this. This is important. And yeah, it just came out. It actually was one of the easier articles that I've written, just because I'm so passionate about it. Growing up in an elite sporting environment, no one's twisting your arm to be an elite athlete. You're there because you want to be there. And to think that you can't even, sacrifice one thing, giving up drugs in order to be a role model to other people is just absolutely baffling for me.
Because you said in the article, other athletes in Australia aren't protected by their governing body, and nor should the AFL players be. So we're talking about the 3-strike policy, and I was very opinionated about it yesterday. I think it's got to go. I think it's got to go, and the AFL needs to fall in line with elite sport. Is that the way you're thinking?
Yeah, look, I think the 3-strike policy, it's an interesting idea. Ultimately, though, I don't think you're doing the best for your player well-being if you're allowing them these strikes, because you're giving them games out. Yeah, I get that. But ultimately, you are condoning the behaviour. You're saying it's okay. There's no consequences. Whereas, for every other elite athlete in Australia, you are doing the right thing day in, day out. Because when you get tested, which does happen very regularly, you're facing a 4-year ban straight up. So you're not even taking the gamble. So to think that these players are actually getting out of being tested on game day and potentially getting a slap on the wrist, I just think it's a joke. It's not doing anything for the sport. I don't think it's making the players learn. It's not helping their well-being. And I don't think it's sending a strong message on, we're saying that drugs are a societal issue in our in society. Well, it's not actually doing anything about that, because if you're a young boy growing up, you're seeing what's happening in the AFL, and it's actually okay because someone's going to give you the heads up and you're going to get tested.
Well, there's no question that there's been a lot of lies and innuendos regarding this process. And even us as broadcasters and people that follow the AFL have looked at certainly team lineups, and there's been managed there, and there's been a person out for personal reasons. And now we get a grip of exactly maybe one of those factors has been what we're discussing now. What about the Sports Integrity Australia unit that was blindsided by the AFL? They are the governing body with WADA to oversee all this. Do you reckon it was just a blatant disrespect by the AFL? Now they've come knocking on the AFL's door to say, please explain, and the AFL saying, we're working with you. But what are your thoughts on this cover-up by the AFL to keep the governing body basically blindsided?
Yeah, it's a bit of a random thing. You think about, there are other jobs that get drug tested, people that are working in the mines and things like that. Would they get the heads up and then still be allowed to go to work and work with dangerous machinery if they were going to test positive? It's pretty bizarre. I think ultimately, what the AFL does with their AFL players, they have their own rules, and we've always been aware of that. But them actually coming out and saying they're unapologetic in allowing this behaviour to go ahead, I think, is really a bit of a slap in the face to Sport Integrity Australia, who are doing their best to make sure that clean sport and sport integrity is being upheld. So, Yeah, I do feel sorry for other athletes now who are getting caught in the crosshairs, and you might have legitimately have an injury or a personal reason why you can't play, but now there's just going to be speculation surrounding why you're sitting out, which I don't think that, you know, there's enough scrutiny in elite sport. I don't think adding to that is something that's going to be good. Mm.
You said that the cover-ups were offensive to all other athletes. So saying that, should all athletes be treated equally across all sports, regardless of what you're getting paid, whether you're full professional, maybe not a professional, as a lot of Olympic athletes are? Do you think there needs to be one rule across the board here in Australia?
Well, there pretty much is one rule across the board for everyone except for AFL. So I find it a little bit bizarre that there isn't. Yeah, obviously a lot of friends of mine are across different codes, and we all adhere to the same, rules. And I think that's part of what happens when you're an elite athlete. You hold yourself to high standard. I've never looked at a gold medal of mine and thought, man, I wish I was out doing some drugs on the weekend. Like, you make the sacrifices you do to do things that other people can't do. So, I think other athletes are going to look on AFL and think, wow, like, I can't believe that they would allow them to get away with this behaviour, because it's actually not helping you perform. It's not helping you be the best you can be, and it's not high-performance culture, which is what elite sport is all about.
Yeah, as I said, I found the opinion piece very well written, Caitlin, and that's the reason I was keen to get you on. Tell us about your very first experience being tested and what you had to go through, which you thought was a very intrusive situation.
Yeah, look, it's degrading. I'm just going to put it out there and say that it's not nice, because of what other people have done before you. Now you have to be watched as urine is leaving your body. So as a female, you have to tuck your T-shirt up into your bra, you have to pull your pants down, and literally they have to watch you give a sample into a cup. So it is very controlled, and I understand there's reasons why that has to be so controlled, is because there's people who's tried to, dupe the system in the past. So, yeah, look, for me, I think my first time I was done, I was 16, I was playing in elite level. It took me about 3 hours to go to the toilet, and I had to stop on the way home 3 times. But I remember knowing that I'd done nothing wrong, but shaking, just thinking like, wow, what would happen if something, if I'd had a drink and something had been slipped into it, or, if I'd inadvertently tested or done something that would bring my sport into disrepute. Like, I could think of nothing worse. I think that was what terrified me the most, is not wanting to, bring my sport into a bad name.
Yeah, of course, during your career, you've played with some significant brands when it comes to Australian sport. Of course, the netball franchise you played with, and of course, the national team. How much damage do you think this has done to the AFL brand?
Oh, look, it's interesting. You can see, AFL going into damage control and saying, they don't apologise. And what I really dislike is that they're leaning on player wellbeing and saying, well, no, we're doing this for the wellbeing of players. I actually don't think it's, in the best interest for a player. I'm not saying name and shame, because I do believe that medical information should be kept confidential. But I'm saying that if this is something that's popping up, or even as a head coach, if you knew that there was an athlete in your squad that was testing positive during the week, wouldn't that be something you would want to know? Because that would probably affect your team selection. Mm. That would probably affect whether you wanted them around your playing group. If you're trying to build a successful team culture, would you want someone like that in your group? I know, as a former captain, if I had have known that one of my teammates was, getting up to something like that, I wouldn't want them in my team. And so, it does. I think, AFL is going into a bit of damage control and saying, oh, no, we're doing this for the welfare of the players. But I actually question that, because I don't think that allowing them to continue to play if they are testing positive is actually the best thing for the sport.
Yeah. No, well written, Caitlin. And how are you finding it, being a sports journalist with The West? I know you were very keen, even during your playing days, to get involved in the media. I gather it's a great period for you, away from netball now, to be following sport at the same time and certainly writing pieces like you've written today.
Yeah, it's been a huge learning experience. I'm so grateful for the team at The West to bring me on board, and for everyone in the sports team, because, I do have experience from playing netball myself, but in terms of writing an AFL match report or, things like that, I am very green. So I'm learning in leaps and bounds, and I'm leaning so much on my co-workers. But no, it's absolutely amazing. I love sport. Being back here in WA and getting amongst AFL again is great. But also, I want to start sharing, some stories from athletes and from codes that don't get as much love as well. So it's been great so far, but my brain has never worked so hard.
Yeah, good on you, Kayla. No, very well done today. As I said, I found that very good reading this morning in the West Australian. Congratulations on working at the West. I think they've done exceptionally well to get you on board, and we look forward to further feature articles from Caitlin Bassett. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, appreciate it.